Greetings, everyone. I hope you're having a beautiful day. And if you're not, just remember you are loved. I love you. God loves you. Today, I want to give you guys a 2020 reflection, and I want to talk about pretty much everything that's been going on in 2020. Forgive me if I leave anything out. There's so much that happened this year. This was a wild year, but I kind of want to shed light on the better moments of this year. Even though there was a lot of heartache and a lot of death, there were also some good times and good moments, even in all of this destruction. For me, 2020 was like a storm, and all I know is after the storm comes the rainbow, comes the light. You have to go through the rain, go through the storm in order to understand and see the light at the end of all of this. And after the rain comes sunlight. So let's get into this whole 2020 debacle. Is that the right word? I don't know. Anyways, 2020. So much happened this year. We started off this year talking about World War III. I know for my generation, the memes were, they were coming down the pipeline, and there was a lot of talks of going to war. Kobe passed away, which was really heartbreaking for me because that was my favorite basketball player when I was a child. There was so much death this year, especially dealing with the COVID pandemic and just a lot of stuff surrounding that. We had quarantine this year. A lot of businesses were shut down. A lot of people were stuck inside. A lot of people lost jobs. And, you know, there was a lot of bad things that happened this year. There was wildfires in Australia. Oh my gosh, it was so much. They had murder hornets released in the U.S. What else? There was the death of George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter protesting, and just, you know, that became one of the biggest movements in history, which is amazing. But, you know, it's sad that for the reasons behind it, you know, we had crazy weather, man, so much bad weather. But also somehow within the midst of all this bad weather, there was beautiful moments. I try not to look at the bad sides of 2020 so much, even though there are so many and I'm probably forgetting a whole bunch, but those are just the ones at the top of my head right now. You know, there were still some beautiful moments, and, you know, I kind of want to talk about those moments now. For me, actually, I don't even want to talk about myself. Let's just talk about the overall good moments of 2020. So, babies, there was a lot of births this year. And one thing I know is babies are gifts from God, you know? So that's a beautiful thing that happened this year. A lot of children were still born, which means God isn't done yet. He's not finished working on the world. He's not finished having a plan. He's still bringing angels on this planet. And those angels are going to bring in a lot of light and a lot of love, which is what this planet needs, honestly. That's one of the biggest things I've learned this year. And I learned so much this year. But one of the biggest things I've learned is there's a lot of people who lack love. And when you lack love, there's so much darkness that comes with that. For me, I learned that in every situation, every bad situation that's happened in my life, from youth to now, like, I can see the lack of love that was in those situations. And if there was more love, the result probably would have been different of a lot of different situations. Well, again, the Black Lives Matter movement was one of the biggest movements in history, which is amazing. But, you know, the reasonings behind it is kind of sad, honestly. Quarantine actually help the oceans become cleaner and the grass become a lot greener. So that's a great thing. You know, the earth was able to heal and take a moment to breathe, which is beautiful in some senses. And we, being in quarantine, a lot of us were able to realign with truth, realign with ourselves, realign with God, grow spiritually, naturally, just all of those things. Like, there was a lot of good things that happened, like a lot of good moments, even though there was a lot of bad happening in the midst of those bad things. God was still blessing us and blessing the world, honestly. There was a lot of good music that happened that came out this year. I love music, so I have to mention that. What else? There was a Saturn and Jupiter conjunction that happened this year, which is when those planets aligned for the first time in almost 800 years. So that brought in so much energy, like an energy shift and dynamic. I think that actually moved us into the age of Aquarius, but I'm not 100% sure on that because I like to dream a little bit. I like to get into the knowledge of the cosmos and whatnot. But honestly, I know it's not my lane to be talking about that stuff. So I know what I know. I keep it to myself. I don't really like to talk about it. But I know that happened. So that was pretty amazing. What else? Personally, I can say compared to last December, I'm a different person. in the best ways possible. I didn't know how much you can change in so much time. Well, I guess I did, but I didn't think God was going to change me as fast as he did. You know, last year, I was a different person. I was smoking, I was drinking, I was partying. I didn't really, my relationship with God was, it was suppressed. Like I talked to God, but I always felt ashamed because of the things I was doing. It was just a lot. And compared to December last year to now, the change is, I can't even comprehend it myself. Sometimes I'm like, whoa, like, God, you really came in and did wonders on me this year. And so me knowing what he's done in my life, I can't help but believe he's done the same in other people's lives or in your life. Like, who knows who you were behind closed doors last year compared to who you are right now at this moment. You've probably changed in ways you can't even fathom. And I think that's just beautiful. 2020 honestly wasn't as bad as a lot of us thought it was. I feel like for me personally, it was a lot of the media trying to convince me that 2020 was this terrible year and there was so much bad happening. Yes, there was a lot of bad happening, but I also know there was so much good happening as well, especially in my reality. I can't help but believe that the God that I serve is merciful and he's kept so much bad from happening. Even though there is this flow, you know, there's good, pain and pleasure, there's bad, he still allows there, you know, good things in the midst of all of that. And for me, I did go through so many bad things this year, especially like when it comes to everybody, you know, all the things we collectively went through. But, you know, in our own personal lives, we go through things and we have bad situations. And this year brought a lot of change for a lot of us, especially for me and my family and, you know, anybody else. Because obviously this whole COVID thing, it brought a ton of changes through death, through people, you know, losing jobs and having to relocate, and just a lot happened. Now I kind of want to bring it back to myself and kind of share with you guys my 2020. And the only reason why I'm doing this is because it's a reflection. You know, I really want to paint this picture for you of the year, because I feel like media has tried to make 2020 seem like this terrible year. And in reality, it was bad, yes, but it wasn't as bad because God still has his mercy poured out for all of us on this planet. If you are still living today, God is showing us mercy, showing you mercy. And that, for me, I can't help but see the beauty in that. My 2020, it wasn't, for me, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. And honestly, thinking about this whole 2020 reflection is where I honestly realized that there was a lot of bad that happened this year, but there was still some good that happened. But first, I want to share with you the bad that happened this year for me. So I lost a lot of people in my family. I lost my uncle to cancer. My grandpa was diagnosed with cancer, pancreatic cancer, in April, May. And he ended up passing on the end of August. So I lost my grandfather this year and I lost a cousin this year. And it was hard because I don't really process death well. I've always had I've always felt like a part of me was missing because my twin sister died. So like me and death, we just don't mix because it just, I don't know how to explain it. I don't really know how to process it. And the way I process it is very internally. I don't really externalize how I feel when it comes to death. It's like this inner process that I deal with and like what's going on inside. But I don't want to get too much into that. But I experienced a lot of death this year and I feel like it was necessary. And like, I know my family's probably not like me saying this, but I felt like it was necessary because honestly, it made me realize that I can handle it and they can too. You know, I know for my mom and my aunt and my grandma, they probably never thought anything like this was going to happen, but it did. And they're still alive. They're still surviving to this day. And it just shows me how strong they are. And I don't even think they knew they were that strong. And, you know, myself and my siblings included, the death of my grandfather shook my family. That dynamic of my family almost shifted in a way because it was one of the closest people we have to us, you know. My grandfather was like the rock of my family. But through losing him, I seen the strength of my family as well, because we did come together. And that was a good thing about 2020, is I was able to reconnect with my entire family in ways that we haven't been able to connect with in years. So that was a good thing. But back to the bad, I lost so many of my friends, and I don't mean through death, but just a lot of connections were lost this year. And it actually hurts my feelings, I'm not going to lie. When I say it hurts my feelings, I'm a Cancer, so I'm a big lover. That's my energy. It's always going to be love. That's where I'm rooted at. So me losing friends, it hit different, because I was like, dang, like, I just wish it could just be love. But I also realized that some of the relationships just weren't where they needed to be, and that's 100% okay, you know. Everything happens for a reason, but I lost legit almost all of my friends, some on purpose and others, you know, we just kind of lost touch. But others, I knew that I had to remove myself out of their circle because it was hurting me spiritually, mentally, and honestly, physically. I lost my best friend, which was super hard for me to deal with. I lost her right before the summer. That was a very hard thing for me to deal with, but it was necessary. Just something light. But I lost my wallet this year, and that was tough. That was tough for me because I've never really understood why people steal, for one. And I've had stuff stolen from me when I was like a teen, and you know, when I was in college. But this one hit different because the way I handled it was a lot different. I was like, well, you know, Lord, if I lost this, perhaps it was because I wasn't meant to have it. And you know, I dealt with it differently than I have ever dealt with stuff being stolen. Usually I'd be mad. I either, you know, say something, find the stuff that was stolen, or replace it myself. But this time I was like, you know what, God, you're trying to show me a lesson here. Whatever it is, I understand. I'm trying to understand it at least. And so I prayed about it. I gave it to him. And I had like, the reason why I was really upset though is because I had like over $400 in my wallet. So I was like, oh no, I cannot believe this. God, they just stole my wallet out of my car like that. But you know, not here or there. But that was something bad that happened to me this year. And it hurt. It hurt because I was like, why? But then I was like, you know what? Maybe this person truly just needed the money more than I did. And to God be all the glory. What can I do about it? Well, it's not really bad, but in 2020, both of my brothers moved out of the state, which was really hard on me. Again, I'm a Cancer, so I get emotional. And I didn't really share this with them or even my nieces or nephews. But when both of my brothers moved, it was really hard because I had spent like 3 or 4 years in college. So I was away from my entire family for a very long time. Then I moved back home to my hometown. And when I moved back, my middle brother, he had left already. So I didn't really get a chance to spend time with him and his children. And I have a lot of nieces and nephews. For those of you that don't know, I have like 14. And so I wasn't able to really spend time with my nieces and nephews, and that kind of sucked. And then I was able to spend time with my oldest brother and his family. And then he ended up moving like during the summer. So that kind of sucked. And I was sad because then all of my nieces and nephews were basically gone. And in the state, I only have like 3 now. So that was nice. But I still miss my entire family. And it's kind of weird getting used to them not being here. Then also, you know, getting used to my grandfather not being here. It's been a weird year, honestly, for me. I won't say it's been terrible. Like, it's been bad in ways and different seasons, because there's a season for everything. And some seasons, I'm gonna keep it real, I was depressed. In other seasons, God gave me the strength to keep going. In the current season, I'm in a very neutral place. You know, I'm looking at the way of life, or not the way of life, but all of these different emotions that I feel in life, and I embrace them. I take them in and I accept them. You know, I'm feeling it for a reason, and I'm at this place in my life where I'd rather feel everything than feel nothing. So those were some things that happened, bad things that happened this year for me. I did battle with depression a lot this year, especially again in different seasons. I dealt with a lot of loneliness, but it was necessary because I kind of built up this shield of having people around me so I didn't have to deal with myself. So this year I was alone more than ever, which was necessary because it helped me grow in ways that I didn't think it would, but it did. The good things that happened this year for me is I graduated from college with my BA. And I got a 21st Century Innovator Certificate, so I thought that was pretty cool. That was a highlight of this year. I reconnected with God in ways that I couldn't even imagine. God allowed me to feel His love again, and that actually birthed a lot of change within me and a transformation like no other, because that actually propelled me into a different reality almost. Like, everything changed for me, even though the seedings preceding that moment were, you know, sad or whatnot. I did experience the the pleasure side of the scale or the wheel of life. And it was really beautiful for that time being. I grew spiritually and naturally. I rebuilt my relationship with all of my family members. So I'm in a beautiful place with them. There's more love than there has ever been before. And I will, for me at least, I see them in a different light. I learned to not judge anybody on this planet. I kid you not, I don't look at people the same anymore. I used to look at everybody like, oh, you crazy, something's wrong with you. I would judge pretty harshly, I'm not even gonna lie. This year, I learned not to judge. You're on this planet, you're not perfect. And I don't mean that as a diss. That just means you're just as human as I am. I'm just as human as you are. I'm capable of all the bad things and the good things that you are, vice versa. So there's no point of judging people, because it's like judging yourself at the end of the day, or at least that's my perspective on it. So I've learned not to judge anyone, and that actually helped me with my family a lot, because once I was able to remove that judgment, or subconscious judgment that I had towards my family or just even people in general, it let just that love that was in me flow out. So now I just see them with the lens of love, you're human, I understand, it's whatever, I'm not mad, I'm not tripping over stuff. I started a podcast. That was a highlight of this year, something good. And through that podcast, I was able to help a lot of people, more than I would have imagined helping. And that was a beautiful thing of 2020, because 2 years ago I was not trying to help nobody, or not even, the podcast is not truly meant to help anybody. This podcast is for me to express how much I love Jesus Christ. I'm gonna just keep it a buck like that. No cap, that's what this podcast was in the beginning, and that's what it's gonna be in the end, because that's just what it is. I'm glad I'm able to help people along the way with that, but truly, I'm just trying to point you to God in oneness with the Lord, so you can have a relationship and just, grow with God, because that's where I'm at right now, is learning to grow with God. Because that, trust me, I was a hot mess prior to my transformation this year. Seriously. I got to travel across the country 4 times. And I did a road trip 4 times. So that was really cool, going through each different state. And I seen a lot of beauty, and it was beautiful. And honestly, it was kind of weird. The way I think of things is kind of weird, but I felt like every time, each different state I drove through, it was like I was transporting into a different dimension, or I was going into a different planet, or a different atmosphere. It was just so much differences in the different states, and it was beautiful though. It was really great. One state, it would be super sunny and this calm energy. The next state, it was raining and everybody was in a hurry and a rush. And it was just all these differences, but it was beautiful somehow. I don't know how to explain it. There was one night when we were driving through Texas, and we had just got to New Mexico, and we went to switch drivers, and I got out of the car, and it was 2 a.m. So it was really late, or really early. And it was pitch black, but you could see all of the stars. I've seen so many stars. I've never seen that many stars in my entire life. It was gorgeous. It was breathtaking. I just stared in awe, whoa, this is the galaxy. This is beautiful. And that moment, I'm forever going to remember that moment, because it was just, I've never seen anything like it in my life. Being in a city, being in the suburbs or whatever, there's lights everywhere, so you can't truly see the night sky how you could in the middle of nowhere. And when I was driving through, when I just got to New Mexico, we were on the freeway or whatever, or the highway, and there was no lights on the highway, nothing. So when we went to switch drivers, it was just pitch black, but it was beautiful. It was so amazing. That was probably the best part of 2020. I've never seen anything like that in my life. I wish I could see that again. That moment was just priceless. What else? So finally, I guess I can wrap this up, but finally, the other couple of highlights that happened this year was the transformation that God transformed me this year. I can't take credit for it. He moved me out of my way of thinking, out of my old lifestyle. He changed the dynamic of my life in a little bit of time too. In one season, he did so many changes, it was crazy. The same season that I graduated college and even moved out of college was the same season God delivered me from drinking and marijuana, and he helped me to overcome anxiety. And I had suffered with anxiety for 2 years, and Now I feel like anxiety was just this anxious feeling that I had to get out of the environment that I was in. But like, I didn't understand that at the time. So it was just this anxious feeling that I had anytime I was in class or anytime I was alone. Like, it was just weird. But God helped me overcome anxiety. He pretty much helped me overcome depression. And I say help me overcome depression, I'm not sad like I was before. Now I get sad, but I embrace it. I feel like one of the things about being a Cancer is we're very emotional beings, but there's a beauty in that, being able to be empathic towards others and their feelings and their emotions, or just seeing the humanity in someone. It's like a superpower, honestly. Like, for me, embracing all of my emotions has been such a blessing, because I used to let other people feed into how I would handle my emotions, meaning like someone would be like, oh, you're too emotional, you're too sensitive, or you're too this, you're too that, or you shouldn't be this sad, or you shouldn't feel this way about this situation. But now I look at it as a superpower. I'm able to feel what you feel, and there's a beauty in that, because now we can get somewhere, or I can get somewhere at least, you know. I can find different ways of how to handle a situation, or even how to handle an emotion, like extreme happiness or extreme depression or sadness, you know. I can handle those situations in different ways, and actually I see the beauty in it now like never before. Thank you Lord Jesus. That's all glory be to God, because you know, last year probably wouldn't be thinking that way now, but like, or back then, I think that way now because of God. But you know, I just see this beauty and all of the lessons and the different things that I've went through this year and 2020. You know, there was a lot of, it was a storm, but I can now see the light, you know, I see the sunshine of it, and I'm very actually excited for 2020. I don't know what's going to happen. It could be a terrible year, but it also could be a beautiful year, and that's based off of you. That is 100% based off of you. Personally, this year, I'm choosing to look at the more beautiful sides and moments of 2020, the strength that I've gained, the knowledge that I've learned, the just growth that I've received. And I say received because I didn't grow myself. That was all through God. And so, you know, I'd rather see the beauty of 2020 than the sadness of it. Even though there were some devastating moments that happened this year, they didn't kill me. I'm still alive. I'm still here. You know, thanks to God's love and His mercy. And you are too. So embrace that, love that, cherish that, and keep pushing forward on your journey, on your path. And just know that everything happens for a reason. You know, this is all a part of the journey. This is all a part of everything. Everything that you go through, it does happen for a reason. I firmly believe that. There are no coincidences at all. And also, I would like to say one thing that, or not one thing, but something that I have truly been embracing is the signs that God gives me, the signs that the universe gives me. I embrace those like more than ever. If an animal comes across my path, you know, I truly, what is the meaning behind this? If I see a set of numbers multiple times, what is the meaning behind this? You know, I pray and seek God for everything now, like more than ever, because I see that nothing happens for, you know, or like everything happens for a reason. Nothing is a coincidence. So that's a thing that I really, or one lesson that I really learned this year was, you know, be open to the signs and the wonders that God brings across your reality and across your path, because they do mean something. And that goes for people too. You never know what you can learn from someone. You never know what you can gain from someone. I mean, it's not all about gaining, obviously. You could be the person giving someone something, but you know, just be very mindful of the things that happen in your reality, good and bad, because there's a lesson in everything. Perhaps a person is coming across your path and bringing in chaos, but you're meant to learn something from that chaos. Or perhaps someone is coming in and they're bringing in love and light, and you're meant to learn something from that. You know, this journey is for us to grow and truly see how God sees, or, you know, be like Jesus Christ and whatnot, so we can get to oneness with the Creator. And that's what I'm all about, is finding oneness with the Creator. And finding it is just realizing that it's within you and connecting with it. And honestly, that was my 2020, and it was better than I expected it to be, especially reflecting on it. It just, there was a lot of bad things that happened this year, but that's based off of my perspective, and my perspective is to choose to look at the beauty of it. Today is a sunny day. It's a little cold, but it's sunny. It's beautiful. And that just says enough for me right there, you know? God is still shining his light on me. God is still shining his light through me. And I'm thankful for it. I'm grateful for it. And it's just beautiful. Who knows what 2021 is going to be like? That is all on you and how you perceive life. Life isn't against you. Life is for you. But you got to understand that the stuff within you is always going to come up until you deal with it. So if your life is presenting you chaos, just know that chaos is coming from within. And that's not a bad thing. That just means it's time to handle it. It's time to deal with it. It's time to create a better environment for yourself and for others. And the only way to do that is to deal with yourself. And that was my 2020, is I learned to deal with me. No one else but me, because that's all you can do. When you realize you're your own hot mess in your reality, and the only way you can get it together is by surrendering yourself to God. That, for me, that was my thing. I knew I couldn't handle myself. I was like, oh, all right, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for my big head. You know, I'm sorry for trying to assume control of everything in my life when I'm supposed to be walking under your headship and following the plan that you laid out for me instead of the plan that I laid out for myself. As soon as I did that, God started opening doors, and he started honestly changing my mental state. And when I say my mental state, life wasn't against me anymore. I didn't feel like people or life was against me. I felt like everything was for me. Everything that happened was for me, even if it was bad. I was just meant to learn some lesson or gain some lesson out of it. And that was my 2020, the year of growth, the year of learning. This energy is amazing. You know, I wish everyone else could experience this energy. If you do experience this energy, if you have this energy, God bless you. Just know you're aiding the world in ways you can't even imagine. God is working in your life in ways you can't even imagine. And just wait for 2020, because it's going to be amazing. For those of you that are still learning to accept life and embrace the things of life, you know, just know it does get better as long as you are getting better. And I mean that, you know, the more you work on yourself, the more you just pray and ask God to help you and seek him more and seek his kingdom more, you know, your life does get better. It may not happen right in the moment or, you know, within 2 days, but you're planting the seeds there. And when you plant those seeds, they do grow up, especially in the season they're supposed to. Everything happens in divine timing, 100%, 100%. In God's time, it will happen. If it's not happening right away, that just means it's not the time for it to happen, and that's 100% okay. But anyway, 2020 is almost over. I don't know when I'll put this out, but I'm sure I'll put it out right before the new year. So happy new year, everyone. I love you. God loves you. Embrace everything that happens next year. I hope you embraced everything that happens this year. And just know that everything will be okay. God bless you and have a beautiful day.